Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub. Today, I want to talk about major thing that's about to happen in my business. And it's major because I have taken a step back from it. I have really been a bit quiet, a bit contemplating about all kinds of things and directions, and honestly just gathering some of that mental energy to continue. So it feels really big for me. And it's gonna be a launch. It's gonna be a product launch, even though it's not gonna happen in the actual sense of launching. But a new product is gonna be made. It's gonna get out there. And I want to talk about the behind the scenes of actually doing my first launch in quite some time, because it's definitely going to be quite different from what I used to do. It's definitely going to be a lot different from the usual concept of launching as well. So I really want to talk about what has changed and what is different in my plans when it comes to launching this new offer. So first of all, I think it's important to kind of talk about why I haven't launched anything in a while, and I have already discussed it in some other episodes here and there a bit as well, but ultimately the main reason was just not feeling it. There wasn't like a specific time when I stopped. I think I kind of let go of being very active, like almost overactive in my business last summer. It was, I would say, maybe around May. Maybe it's been almost a year, maybe not quite there. But around June-ish was the time when I really just started letting go. And by that, I mean that if up until the point, I always had a full to-do list, I always had so many different directions to run, so many different ideas. I have been holding on to like little lists of ideas of what I want to create, what I want to launch, what I want to do, the emails I want to send, the blog posts, everything, right? And around that time, there was a moment when I was like, okay, I'll just let this be and I will not pay attention to it. I will take a step back and focus on like day-to-day things that really make a difference for me right now. Day-to-day things that I actually want to do, that I feel inspired to do, and I will not overthink the rest. So what really happened was that I zoomed in on the things that I had already created, on the offers that were already out there. I started kind of cleaning up my online offers. I started cleaning up my online spaces, even like my own backend of what I was managing where. I just simplified everything. And then eventually within a few months, I also started taking a step back from things like social media. So for example, on Instagram, it's been since December when I haven't been like all that active anymore. And the same goes for my emails. Actually, writing emails is something that I have been doing ever since I started my business. I think it's been like, I would say solid 6 or 7 years, because initially there were times when I wasn't writing them as much, but really, I would say solid like 6 years, I have been writing regularly emails, and now I kind of let that go as well. And again, I have to just say that it wasn't for any particular reason. It was more of a feeling that I kind of just want to take a step back from what it is that I have built and potentially reconsider, potentially just see what is that next step. And that's kind of exactly what I did. But I have to say that now that I'm coming back into this, I'm really just coming back with so much excitement, because that pause of a kind that I had, it was just so needed. And now I reappreciate my business and what I have built even more so. And I'm just really, really happy to actually do things again, like to create. I have like this newfound sense of really excitement. Like I can't even find a better word. Newfound sense of excitement to build, to launch, to create, to show up online again. And so let's talk about the actual upcoming launch. So as of now, I have a plan, and actually I'm saying this lightly because I might switch it up, but I do have a plan to like publicly fully launch and release this offer on April 9th. It's going to be also the day when the podcast episode All About It will come out. So it's all going to be connected. There's going to be the emails, the podcasts, and that's about it. And this is really the thing that has probably changed the most in my, specifically like the planning process of this launch. I really just want to simplify that launching idea, especially when it comes to digital products. There often is this very overwhelming concept of how you need to launch a product. You need to write the emails, you need to create social media posts, you know, you need to create some kind of a buzz, you need to have some kind of a limited time offer, maybe for a week or so when there's special price and so on, right? Obviously, there are many different ways how you can go about this, but that is like the general concept of launching a digital product. Initially, you will want to build a mailing list or build the hype by creating some kind of a free offer. Maybe there's a free masterclass happening. There are many different ways to go. I'm just like recapping it in general, how it really can feel very overwhelming and just a lot, right? There's a lot that you are kind of expected to do to launch a product. And I have to say that one of the reasons why there are so many to-dos and why it's been industry accepted that this is kind of something we have to do is because it's working. In most cases, honestly, it's just working, right? That's why we are doing all that prep work. That's why we are preparing those posts, the emails, yada yada, all the things. However, this time around, for me, this launch is really more for me. It's like a return in this space for me rather than having it as a big launch out there, if it makes sense. It's really more about me getting excited to actually have that product out there, have that offer, like launch a new offer, versus overthinking the practical side of the actual launch. I'm really looking forward to having all the emails. I'm really writing the emails. I'm excited about them. That's literally the way I write my emails. I sit down and when I'm in the flow, when I'm inspired, when I'm really like, you know, that feeling when you're just so excited about something. And I don't know how many times I have already said the word excited in this episode. But when you have that like inner joy of what it is that you're doing and you really just want to share, that is the feeling that I put in my emails. And I don't think about them in the sense of being very strategic or very, you know, salesy or marketing focused, or, you know, I don't run them through ChatGPT or anything. I literally just write like from the bottom of my heart. And if there's gonna be like repeated sentiment of how much I love getting back to emails, how much I love sharing this product, this offer, and talking about it at the time, that is just something I'm gonna roll with, because that is the feeling I want to put in those emails. That is how I write them. And when it comes to like, yeah, this whole launch process, including the posts and everything that may come along with it, I don't want to overwhelm myself. I don't want to scare myself away. I really want to take the simplest path. And the thing is that I already have an audience, right? I already have Instagram followers. I already have mailing list. I already have podcast listeners. So I do have people on the receiving end. If you're looking at this just from the marketing perspective, I'm definitely not doing things by the book. I'm definitely not like overthinking it all. Instead, I'm doing quite the opposite. I'm just going by the feels. I have now returned already more in the Instagram space, which is something I had forgotten all along as well. The emails, I have restarted writing the emails. So I had a bit of a lead up to it, but really just a tiny, tiny lead up to it. And honestly, when I restarted showing up, I didn't have the product in mind yet. So it's not like I started showing up with the intent to launch the product. Instead, it's more of like that showing up again inspired me to create the product, and well, here we are. And along with that, along with having a rather simple launch and like very fast forward kind of a thinking in this whole thing, I also am creating a product in this way. And the thing is that the product is going to be based on, obviously, the experience that I have had myself. The content within the product is going to be, you know, tried and tested. And it's not something that I have just one day decided to create. It's something that I actually use myself daily. So it's not something that I had to maybe sit down per se to like work on a lot. And my goal with this product really was to kind of move fast forward and launch a minimum viable product. Minimum viable product, the concept of that really is what it sounds like. Instead of overdoing it, instead of, you know, preparing all the pizzas, creating nice presentations, designing everything, you know, hiring videographer, whatever is the case, instead of all of that, you kind of just do the simplest possible thing. And this product, it's not going to be a course. It's not going to be a course. So it's also maybe the whole setup of it is kind of lightly a bit simpler than a course would be. Like maybe it doesn't require as much upfront work, even though obviously there's still work put into it. But my goal really was to create minimum viable product and not invest hours and hours of my time. And again, there's still a lot invested, right? But it's kind of more of a long-term thing, long-term experience and knowledge that I'm putting in it versus like now sitting down and like spending hours and hours building the product itself. So I'm really focusing on putting it out there as minimum viable product, as the simplest possible product for now, just to see how it works. I really want to see, because I'm very passionate about this idea and I have seen it working time and time again with my clients. So I know it works, but it's more of a sense how it's going to work out there in the world, right? How it's going to be perceived, how my audience is going to perceive it, you know, whether or not there's going to be an audience for it. So instead of doing a lot of in advance testing for the audience, I kind of just want to have that product out there, put it out there and really just see how it works. And then if it's perceived very well and, you know, it does have a promise, I will probably expand it just a lot more and potentially work on more specific details like more extended sales page or maybe potentially a bit of a different setup. So honestly, I'm really, really looking forward to this because it is going to be the first launch that I have done overall, like in my more than a decade long career in what I do. It's going to be the first launch that I'm approaching with a very light mind. And I honestly, I can't even think of a better term for it. I'm approaching it with like such a, I don't know, such ease. And I'm really, really looking forward to having it out there again. Because I'm just in such flow state by creating it. I'm not overthinking it. I'm not like judging myself for the decisions I'm making. I'm just doing the thing that feels right. And I'm going to put it out there and see what's going to happen. And now that I'm looking back at the products that I have created for the past decade, I know that if this would have been my approach more than once, more than just this time, I may have a lot more peaceful launches as well. But when you are in the thick of it, when you're really in the deep end of launching a product, that overwhelm just comes, right? Especially if it's a product like a course. There are videos to record, things to edit, pages to set up, so on. There's just a lot, right? So it's normal for that overwhelm to be a part of it. But at the same time, now that I'm kind of trying this new approach, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait to actually wrap it up on my end as well and make sure that, you know, it gets to you. And I'm really, really looking forward to seeing how it all works out. I will probably do some launch recap later down the line as well. And for now, that will be it for this episode. If you want to connect with me, chat with me, ask me any questions, you can always reach out to me on Instagram @CourseCreationLab. And I hope to see you in the next episode.